Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Morning, Tuesday.
Hi.
Hi, Mark.
I know.
Wow.
How struggling a bit with my voice.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
That's amazing.
Putting it on so I can come up with an excuse to have a day off tomorrow. I've learned everything from Becky.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello, welcome. I made it today.
Welcome back. Today, Becky is live in the Radio 1 studio and not in her spare room.
No.
You all right?
Yeah.
And also not just in hoodie and pants, point out as well.
Someone just went, in my ear. I think it might have been Dev.
Oh!
Ew. I'm looking quite healthy, aren't I? The spray tan lady arrived yesterday.
Did you have mine as well? Looks like you had two in one, the colour of you.
I actually think the one that doesn't speak has had two.
Well, the thing is, you're used to seeing him pale. That's why. And then suddenly he looks like he's got a bit of a tint. And it's...
He looks a bit of a what?
He looks like he's got a bit of a tint.
Oh, right.
And it just looks a bit strange, whereas with me, you're used to it. But I did go a bit darker, yeah. But I see, I've had the shower with the orange water. I've washed it all off.
Right.
I don't think he has yet. So once he does that, he'll look tip-top.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Christmas Eve. Someone thought I said it was Christmas Eve. It isn't. Don't panic. It's the day before. I like it that people are just losing track of days now. Like, no one knows what time or day it is.
It's 5 to 7. Now, you know, we were talking about the transfer window, which has closed now, everybody. You now cannot dump somebody because it's too near to Christmas. That's a horrible thing to do. And if you are with somebody, even if you are thinking of dumping them quite soon, you do have to get them a present. Those are the rules, okay? Now, I was with one of my mates yesterday, and he's seen this girl, and he likes her, but he probably... I need to be careful what I say. He probably isn't going to continue it for much longer.
So he's going to bin her after Christmas?
After Christmas and the New Year, he probably
will. This is your mate.
Which one is this?
I'm not saying.
Well, it's difficult to get a grip on the
story. I don't think you know them anyway.
I don't know what it's called.
You know them. You don't know them.
Is it Gary?
No. Stop it!
What?
Is it your flatmate?
No!
Don't
corner me into this, because he'll kill me. Anyway,
Louise?
So...
Oh, no, it's a man.
What? Anyway, he's probably
Simon.
He's probably not going to continue it for much longer into the new year.
He didn't say no to Simon.
Yeah. I think it's Steve.
Now, he is concerned about what present to get this girl, because I think the present says a lot. So, if you are going to dump somebody quite soon, but you have to get them a present for Christmas because of the window, what present do you get?
Oven gloves.
What present says, I am going to dump you quite soon, because he's got her jewellery. Now, to me...
Oh, no, that's
right,
no.
That's a blunder.
He could have sorted all this out by not getting her anything, and she'd have been so upset she'd have dumped him, and then his problem's solved.
But he's got a jewellery, which to me...
It says commitment.
Yeah. You might as well put a ring on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How about a meal for one?
He's got her a necklace, but also, to kind of joke it up a bit, in a kind of, it's not that serious, is it? He's bought her a robotic hamster. So he's got...
So she's got a necklace and a robotic hamster.
Because he thinks that the robotic hamster kind of cancels out the seriousness of the necklace. So let me just
Is that him on the phone?
Huh?
Is that him on the phone?
Saying
don't spoil the robotic hamster surprise.
It's not him, no.
So you'll know instantly if it is you that's about to get dumped. If you get a necklace and a hamster,
You are off in the new year, just to let you know. Just let me know on 81199, what present can you get which isn't jewellery?
Might as well name him now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name him. You're right, though, I might as well. What present can you get if you're not that serious about it, but, of course, because of the transfer window rules, you do have to get a present?
What's she called?
What?
What's she called?
I can't say.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
And now it's time for the PR4L, reading out the stuff you've been sending in on Dear Scott.
Subject... Scott and shaky Chinese pick. Here you are, from Steve Webheath.
What's this, please?
You know, you said the other day that, I forget who you went to Christmas lunch with, but you had a Christmas lunch with...
I had a Chinese
with someone off of Christmas.
With two people off of Christmas. Noddy Holder off of Slade, off of It's Christmas, and the bloke off Wizard, off of I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day.
So to complete your Christmas Chinese lunches, we wanted you to go to lunch with Shaken Stevens.
Yes.
So we asked Shaken Stevens whether he'd come to lunch with us. And this person has sent in a picture of what it might look like if you go for a Chinese with Shaky.
Because you asked for that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really... really nice.
Well, it's all right, isn't it? It's kind of...
But they've put Shaky's head on a woman's body, yeah. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
He's particularly well endowed there.
Is he?
Yeah, you look... Yours is all right. You get away with it, I think.
Right.
And it is an authentic... It actually looks like it's a Chinese restaurant in China.
Right,
it's
good.
Very authentic.
So authentic.
Yeah.
So that's what it would look like if me and Shaky went for a Chinese.
Yeah.
Now, haven't we invited him to our Christmas lunch, which we're having today?
Yes, and I've got an email reply.
That's why, if you heard me choking in the background, it was just put up on Becky's computer screen as I'd taken a mouthful of coffee. Do you want me to read it?
Yes, please. Who did we send it to? His people?
It was sent to his people.
Okay.
A lady called Sue. Whose email address finishes at shakingstevens.com, which I have to say is somewhere that I've never visited.
No, but you will now.
Yeah, I will now.
Yeah.
It reads...
He is Christmas. He's one of the Christmas people.
Many thanks to you and Scott, Becky, for your kind invitation for Shaky to attend your team Christmas lunch.
Oh, I'd love it.
Unfortunately, Shaky's already made arrangements for tomorrow, so
what?
It won't be possible.
How busy can he be?
Thanks for thinking of Shaky. kind disregard.
Did it say that?
Very nice email.
Thanks for thinking of Shaky.
It's a busy time of year for Shaky.
I suppose. I guess he's not busy any other
Do you think I should reply with the photo going, oh, that's such a shame, this is what it could have been like?
Yeah. And I reckon, January, if we have like another lunch in January, I mean, it's not the same, but he'll
definitely come to that.
Latently turn up. Yeah. Of course he will.
Yeah, here's a photo we've done with you with breasts. I'm sure you want to come out with us.
Next.
Dear Scott, I can't believe it. I'm 3 weeks away from pitching Portaloo Time Machine to the movie industry, and that film has stolen my thunder. Back to the drawing board. Paul in Essex.
Yes, Paul. Isn't that annoying when you have an idea and you think this is brilliant, it's original, and then someone comes and steals your thunder? Yeah. And that's what's happened with the brilliant film that's going to be out in March next year called Hot Tub Time Machine.
Must be some kind of hot tub time machine.
It's a simple idea. Loads of blokes get in a hot tub and it transports them back to the 80s. Poor old Paul had the idea for Portaloo Time Machine.
I don't think Portaloo Time Machine would be as... It wouldn't be as glamorous, would it? There wouldn't be as much naked flesh on display.
No.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
What a shame, though. Sorry about that, Paul.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
But they kind of have beaten you to it there. Back to the drawing board, as you say. Next.
Dear Scott, I'm a little fed up with everyone thinking that grandparents won't like Killing in the Name by Rage Against the Machine. I am a nana who has not only been a huge fan of RATM for several years, but I am also a huge fan of hardcore punk.
Well, hi, Nana. Fan of hardcore punk.
I am thoroughly ecstatic that the formulaic mess that usually tops the charts at Christmas has been ousted by real music fans. Please wish Steph from Gallows get well soon, and I'm looking forward to seeing them in February. Best regards, Debbie.
Thanks, Debbie, for your email.
You should go with Nana Debbie to the Gallows.
To Gallows?
Yeah.
I'd quite like to. I wonder how old she is. Do you think she's like a real old Nana? Like
85.
Do you think?
Could you just imagine her knitting to Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah. Thanks for that, Debbie. Get back in touch and tell me how old you are. Next.
Hello, PR4L, Becky, Chopper, the one that doesn't speak, and Scott.
Hi.
Me and my girlfriend love your show, and a particular Christmas song. It goes like this. And it's Christmas in a week and a day. Let me wrap myself in paper for you, baby. But we can't find anywhere to download and listen. Who is it by? And where can I download? Love you, Jason Mason.
Jason Mason.
Jason Mason. Why is that so funny? Alright, Jason Mason, this is the track that you're on about. Just wrap myself in paper.
I just wrap myself in paper for you, baby.
And it's by Magnus Carlsen. Look it up on the internet.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Yay to Jason Mason, says this text. Somebody with a better name than me, and that's from Sue Drew. Thanks for her.
Karen used to work with somebody called Julie Dooley.
Sorry, Jason.
Very childish.
It is really childish, and I'm really,
very funny.
Really sorry about this.
Jason Mason.
Radio 1. Podcast.
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now it's time for this.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's our best of Oh, What's Occurring 2009. Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, one of these does involve you making a phone call, Becky. And even though you made the call, normally well, I think you got it wrong last time, and it's a simple yes or no answer, but you won't remember, so let's play the game.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know sliced bread?
Yeah.
Isn't that a brilliant invention?
Yeah.
Like bread, but it's in slices?
There's nothing better.
Well, some say it's one of the best inventions ever. But what is the best invention since sliced bread?
Sliced bread?
See, it's hard, isn't it? Hard question.
Trainers with wheels on?
That is good.
They're quite good.
I can't think of one. But do you think Stupid Street were able to?
Yes.
We went out onto Stupid Street earlier this year to find out what they thought was the best thing since sliced bread, the best invention.
Yeah.
What do you think they said? What was the most popular answer?
Harry Potter. They say Harry Potter quite a lot on Stupid Street, and I don't know why, so I'm just going to go with that.
Harry Potter, Chappers.
X Factor.
X Factor. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Or maybe spray tan.
What?
Maybe spray tan.
Well, what, are you changing your answer now?
No, X Factor.
Okay. We went out to Stupid Street and asked them, what's the best invention since sliced bread?
What is the greatest invention since sliced bread?
Oh, mate,
Toaster, I don't know, for sliced bread, isn't it?
Could be a microwave.
Microwave? Why microwave?
Well, it can heat up your toast, innit?
What's the best invention since sliced bread?
Chocolate?
Chocolate came out before sliced bread,
I think. Did it? No, it didn't.
Chewing gum, maybe.
Chewing gum, why?
Yeah, it's just good.
What about you? What do you think the greatest invention since sliced bread is?
Toast.
This is the Stupid Street, isn't it?
What do you think the greatest invention since sliced bread is?
Internet.
Why so?
Because you can get everything with internet. Closed everything.
What do I think the greatest invention since sliced bread is? The nail clipper. Instead of having scissors, it makes it a really easy thing to use, and you don't have to faff about with all the scissors and things like that, so that's why I'm...
So of all the things that have happened since sliced bread, nail clippers is the one for you?
Yes, that's the one, yep.
What do you think the greatest invention since sliced bread is?
I'm quite down with the hairbrush. Seems to work quite well. Yeah.
Toast was in there a lot, and toaster, but not X Factor or Harry Potter. Oh. No points. Oh. Sorry, everybody.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know farmers?
Yeah.
Did you know that sometimes they find it quite hard to find a wife?
It's because they're working all hours, isn't it?
Yeah, milking cows and stuff.
It's quite a lonely job, farming.
Yeah. Thing is, often the farmer does want a wife, but it's just finding one, isn't it? Which is why that nice Louise Redknapp took it upon herself this year to find some farmers a wife.
Because she's never off farms.
No, and they made it into a TV show, which is a brilliant idea.
I know which one this is now.
Yeah. In this particular episode of The Farmer Wants a Wife, there was one farmer, and his name was Willie. How many times did they say Willie's name during this episode of The Farmer Wants a Wife?
50.
50?
50.
Oh, loving your voice today. Back here.
35.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
I like that text. These are repeats, get some new material. That's because it's the best of 2009.
Oh, jeez. Go and listen to something.
Seriously, switch off.
Bye-bye.
You're banned from listening. Goodbye now. Bye.
Div.
See ya. Here's the farmer's wants a wife and the bloke called Willie in it a lot.
If I make friends, I make friends, but I am out to get Willie.
All they can do now is wait for Willie.
But I can actually see me and Willie getting on.
Only two girls will be going home with Willie. It's a good opportunity for Willie to give the girls a taste of what's to come. Willie takes Sarah Jane for a ride. Willy and Willy. Willy's Willy Willy. Willy's Willy. Willy.
Willy.
Willy. It's time for the girls to meet Willy's heavyweight love machine. Willy's entered one of his British blonde cows into a prestigious local cattle competition.
Could get a bit competitive towards Willy.
Willy's Willy for Willy. Willy's Willy's Willy. Willy's Willy's
Willy.
Willy. Willy has plenty of experience judging good bone structure.
I bet there are a few boys watching this that would like to be in Willy's Willy's right now.
Gabby is starting to flirt with Willy.
Yeah, I'm definitely still interested in Willy.
Willy and Willy's Willy. Willy, Willy.
Both would love to be with Willy.
Willy often artificially inseminates his cattle. Willy guides the straw along the birth canal. Sarah Jane caught Willy's eye. Gabby initially found it hard to turn the head of Farmer Willy. Willy, Willy, Willy's really made Willy sit up and take note. So too have her feelings for Willy. And Willy is keen to pull out all the stops to show Gabrielle his sensitive side. Willy, Willy, Willy's Willy. Willy, Willy, Willy's
Willy's a frilly.
Willy,
Willy,
Willy, Willy, Willy,
Willy,
Willy's Willy's Willy, 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 Willy's
Willy,
Willy. Will she ever see Willy again?
Oh yeah. God, they mentioned his name a lot, didn't they? I lost count. So you can both have a point for Christmas. There we are.
Oh! What's the kidding?
I quite fancy being in Willy's Wellies now.
Mm. You know Becky?
Yeah.
She's a laugh, isn't she?
Oh, isn't she?
Isn't she a laugh? Now, you did get this wrong last time, and it's a simple yes-no answer. Yeah, and you made the call.
Oh.
Do you remember when you called up the online department here at Radio 1 to leave a message for our friend Internet Sam? But the message you left was just the lyrics to Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Yes.
Would the person who answered the phone believe it was a real message and pass it on, yes or no?
What did I say last time? Chappers, you go first and then I'll...
You really can't remember, can you?
No.
Well, I'll go yes then.
Is it yes or no? Do you remember, Chappers?
Just say no.
No, I've no idea.
No.
Let's find out.
Oh, oh no.
What's the kidding?
It's yes, isn't it?
Here's what happened when Becky called the online department and left a message, but it was just the lyrics of Mr. Brightside.
Hello, it's Brighton.
Hello, can I speak to Sam Bailey, please?
I'm afraid he's in a meeting currently.
Can I leave a message for him?
Yeah, of course.
Can you tell him his friend Daniela rang?
Daniela rang.
Daniela Brightside.
Daniela Brightside, okay.
Yeah. And I've just got a little message, is that all right?
Yeah, of course.
Can you tell him I'm coming out of my cage?
You're coming out of your cage.
But I've been doing just fine.
But you're doing just fine.
Are you writing this down?
Yeah.
Gotta be down. And can you just ask him how did it end up like this?
Questions.
Yeah, that is a question, yeah. Can you just repeat back to me what you've written down there?
You're coming out of your cage, but you're doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. But it started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this?
Do you know what I'm saying? It was only a kiss.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Daniel, for your help.
Bye.
Bye.
It was yes, and you can't even remember. Lots of people loving the hot Australian accent again. Do it once more. Say hello.
Hello.
Love it. So, actually, Chappers wins today's Oh, What's a Karen? Because you're useless. Let me know your scores on 81199.
Oh!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Lee Mack.
Oh, that was quick. I was expecting some sort of talk.
No.
Or weather or something.
Did you want a big introduction?
Well, and here he is. Just, stop drinking your coffee. Yeah. That would be fine for me.
And here he is. Let's start again.
Right.
Hi, Lee Mack.
Oh, I'm doing it again.
No, don't do it again.
Oh.
Apparently, Shepherds, I'm going to get into real trouble with Chris Moyles because I played Nickelback on his show and he doesn't like them.
Right, okay.
But he's not here.
Strictly speaking, it's your show today, so I won't worry about it.
Yeah, and I'm a guest, so why don't you blame me and say that I asked okay. for that. I'll deal with Moyles.
Will you?
Yeah.
Lee Mack wanted Nickelback, so that's why I played it. Actually, now you're here...
Actually, I'm Northern. I just want Sticklebacks.
Okay.
Yeah. That's always I've always wanted since the age of three. A jam jar and some Sticklebacks, and I'm happy for the day.
Can you choose a Christmas song, please?
Does it still exist?
I don't know.
I haven't heard about Sticklebacks since I was about eight. They're not around anymore.
What is it?
Stickleback is a very small sort of fish that when you're a kid up north, you go out with your jam jar and collect sticklebacks in a jar.
Can you choose a Christmas song, please? Because we do this to all our guests.
Choose one.
Yeah, anyone.
Oh.
Preferably one we've heard of.
What about Stay by E17? Because that was number one.
Oh, Stay Another Day, yeah.
Or is it called Stay Another Day?
Yeah.
I like the shorter version. And
we'll try and find Stay if you want. Yeah.
I don't want you to stay another day. I just want you to stay for about an hour.
No problem. That's good.
Because it's one of those songs that I always think manages to be really good and really bad at the same time.
Yeah, it is. It's
not many
middle
songs
ground.
Like that, but that's one of them.
Yeah, you can't
really
decide.
I'm so uncool that when I was listening to the show on the way because I was late, and you put, I guess ironically, I had a bit of Shaking Stevens on. But I'm at the age now where I took that at face value and assumed he was still topping the hit parade.
Well, funny you should say that. Would you like to come to our Christmas lunch today? Because Shaky's pulled out.
That's how I get all my work.
There is a place going at the table. It was going to a pub, like a normal Christmas lunch.
I'm only here because Eamon Holmes was busy.
But seriously, we did ask Shaky, and what was the reply from his people?
Can't do other plans, but thanks for thinking of Shaky.
Well, I have to perform.
No.
Sit there and eat cheese.
Eat. Yeah, you're very welcome.
If she's got a green door, I'll do it.
Okay, and before that, we're going around Fern Cotton's house. She's got a new place, and we're just going because her show's coming from there today. But we just want to snoop around a bit.
Always have a look around.
Yeah, we do.
See
actually.
What kind of. I bet she's got a place in Arthur.
I bet she has. She just moved. See,
she sounds loaded.
Yeah. Yeah. She sounds rich.
No, she sounds like she should be in Loaded. That's what I meant.
Right. So, I mean, you're very welcome to all of that, Fern Cotton, and then the pub lunch
it's
instead of
be
Shaky.
A busy day. I'm glad
yeah.
I came in.
Yeah.
I'll just ring my wife and tell her that I'm not coming home for a few days.
Do it. Are you excited about
Fern Cotton? So I don't think that's a very good idea.
Don't say that.
Are you excited about Christmas?
I am very excited about Christmas. Yes, not as excited as my children, obviously, but fairly excited.
The only person recently who we had in that hasn't been excited about Christmas was Heather Graham. Remember her off films?
Off films?
Yeah. She was in Austin Powers.
Oh, yes, Heather Graham from off of Austin Powers.
Yeah, her, yeah.
Well, she's known for not looking forward to Christmas.
No, she hates it. Absolutely hates it.
She can't get any film deals now because they're all Christmas themes around this time of year.
That's why.
That's why she's got time to do radio interviews. She wants to spend more time saying she loves Christmas and less time saying she hates radio or the other way around.
Now, you've got a Christmas special on tonight.
I have.
Of not going out.
That's a lucky coincidence.
Yes, it is. What with it being Christmas, yeah.
10:45.
I want you to know that I would have gladly come 2 hours journey into talk to you anyway if it wasn't for that. Self-promotion.
Just a coincidence.
Yeah, that just happens to be this. Yeah. That happens to be on at the same time. Yeah. So, 10:45 tonight with, guess who's playing my dad? Go on,
Becky.
Bobby Ball.
Well, you could have got a few guesses wrong and made a bit of a light entertainment show.
I'm sorry.
Have you worked in light entertainment long, love? You're supposed to spin these features out. Are you new to the game? Yeah? Give it a bit of tension. We've just got 20 minutes out of that. You could have had texting in, calling in, prizes. Guess who plays back? Is it Bobby Moore? You should work on Who Wants a Millionaire. Is it A, B, C, or D? It's B! Sorry, that's the producer. She gets a bit carried away. Bobby Ball is the answer. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening at home, it's Bobby Ball. So don't text in.
If you were going to text in, don't. Well, that's good then.
Bobby Ball, yeah. Do you remember Bobby Ball from Cannon and Ball?
Yeah.
He was on the other night, wasn't he? As well, in The Fattest Man in Britain.
Unfortunately, I missed it because I got stuck in the traffic and got there really late, but I've got it on the old iPlayer. Mm. I should be utilising my BBC iPlayer. So I just
plug.
Say, you know when Radio 1's really cutting edge when in the same show you've talked about Shaking Stevens and Bobby Ball?
Yeah. It's going well, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, put some Engelbert Humperdinck on and we'll go straight to the weather.
We're going to play Hadouken in a minute. That should balance things out a bit.
We had 10 minutes on the Doobie Brothers yesterday. I wouldn't worry.
Oh, God. Thanks to David Guest.
Oh, yeah.
Right. If you could...
David Guest was in, was he?
He was, yeah.
That's funny, because I haven't really seen much of him on the BBC over the last few weeks.
Nor or any TV.
What's he up to now, then?
He did Celebrity Come Dine With Me last night.
Did he, really?
On Channel 4.
He's just basically just name-dropping people from the 70s everywhere he goes.
So if you could not do that... Oh, you already have.
I bet David Guest had about 15 courses, because he's empty on the inside, isn't he? He's a lot bigger. Yeah. That's a sort of TARDIS joke. That's sort of not bad. Is it? You've even got a Dalek on your T-shirt.
I have, but I don't even like Doctor Who. It's just free.
Don't you like Doctor Who?
No, it's free and I've got dressed
I
in the dark.
I thought it was illegal to work on the BBC and say you don't like Doctor Who.
Not my favourite. Also, don't do any smutty anecdotes because he did a lot of those yesterday.
Did he?
It wasn't my favourite.
Is he a bit blue, Guest?
Bit blue.
Guest? Tennant? David Guest.
Guest, yeah. Yeah, he was a bit.
Yeah, so. Bit on the blue side.
He's also doing All-Star Impressions in the next... couple of days. Did you get asked to do that?
All-Star Impressions, I think
it's like a kind of stars in their eyes, like yeah, they open the doors, smoke.
You see, all I can do is Frank Spencer and my Uncle Keith.
Right.
Do your Uncle Keith.
Go on, I love the all Uncle right. Keith. Go on.
How are you doing? You alright? It's not great, is it?
Do it again.
How you doing? Alright?
Second time I've got
actually, yeah. That is
it's like, just like him, innit?
Just like Uncle Keith. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Do you want me to do him before this exchange?
Yeah, go on.
Hello! It's your Auntie Maureen!
Really good.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
That's amazing.
It's uncanny, isn't it?
Now, Becky wants to ask you a question about your house in not going out.
Now, should I tell you or should I stretch it out as a feature? Yeah. How would you like this to run?
No, I was just saying, how amazing is your house in that, and your flat? No one has a house
you
like
know,
that,
I genuinely thought you meant my real flat, then, on house. I was thinking, have you been on Google Earth? How much research did you do for this show? I love that front door you've got. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
It's like on Friends, no one
knows. It's not that flash, because one of the walls is missing, and you can see through to the neighbours, and there's about 500 of them looking at you laughing. Well, hopefully laughing. That's the studio audience. You didn't massively get that, did you? I saw that blank look in your eyes, and I don't get that.
No, it doesn't sound.
It's the studio audience sitcom, you see.
Yeah,
it is a bit amazing, isn't it? Yeah, it's probably a bit too flash, some would say. We're an aspirational sitcom.
No one has a house like that, apart from, I reckon, Fern Cotton probably does.
Yeah, Fern
Cotton. We'll find out today.
That's Fern Cotton's toilet.
Yeah, right there. We were looking in the paper the other day, and there's such a huge amount of gigs that you're doing at the moment.
Like, yes, a lot of gigs.
It filled the whole page of the paper.
Yes, I'm doing...
And you've added some more dates as well.
Yes, we put some in November and December, due to popular demand. And
sold out.
So instead of playing to only 10% full houses for the first part of the year, I've stretched it right the way through to Christmas now.
Brilliant.
I was going to tell you what they are, but it's easy to say. Why don't you check out details on leemaclive.com?
Oh, yeah.
Tickets smooth. Just released for November, December. Please don't buy them at overinflated prices on eBay.
Smooth. That's a real
they're
nice
evil eBay, aren't they? The way they do that, they take your tickets and then. Inflate the price. I should be inflating my own prices, shouldn't I?
Because you don't get the market.
Are we allowed to say eBay's evil? Is that actually allowed?
Probably not. No.
Well, that's your opinion.
I don't think anyone's good. It's my opinion, obviously. It's any opinion I've got.
Oh, God, it's all going to be David Guest now.
I can't imagine anyone suing for saying that you're evil, can you? Because that evil's quite a strong sort of accusation. Because to sue me, I suppose I'd lose because I'd have to prove that they were related to the devil, and that's impossible, isn't it, in court?
I don't think that's
all right,
stand
it's
up.
An exaggeration to say evil. I would say that any of the bidding sort of things where they tout your tickets and sell them to the good members of the public at inflated prices, whether it be that one or any of the others, other famous ones.
Because there are others available.
Because there's many available.
Yeah.
Then I would say that they're all 55 different types would be dodgy.
Yeah.
Because
I think dodgy's worse than evil.
Evil?
Yeah. Mm.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah, but you're thinking of the band now, aren't you?
Yeah.
I would say that's a good review.
Yeah.
Good review of their last album. Dodgy, worse than evil.
We were talking to Jason Manford recently about, you know, when you gig a lot.
Yeah.
He tries to go home as much as possible. If it's like within a 4-hour drive, he'll go home. Do you?
Well,
do
I've
the
got
hotel
a 3-year-old
thing?
And a 5-year-old, so obviously I stay away as much as possible.
Right, yeah.
Because they sleep in my bed. I'm not getting any sleep. I first time I slept in a travel lodge. I was driving back. It's true, I was driving back from a gig and I was falling asleep. So I pulled over, booked into a travel lodge. I had the best night's sleep of my life. Or any of the other major brand hotels.
Yeah.
Right?
But they're not evil.
They're not evil,
no.
But I put the old mask on, put the earplugs in, I closed the curtain.
Did you have the shortbread?
Yeah, but it says less about the hotel chain and more about the fact that my kids weren't in the bed kicking me.
Yeah.
Or wet
you
in the bed.
Get a free mask in travel lodge?
No, I had a bit of a cheat there. I tied a scarf around my eyes. I think if the cleaner had watched it, she was sort of some sort of mental terrorist about to commit an atrocity. But I wanted to have a good night's sleep and I just tied a big scarf around my eyes. Yeah.
So do you stay in the hotel?
I look like a new romantic who'd let it just slip over his eyes a bit. Yeah.
Do you stay in hotels a lot?
I stay in hotels too much of my life. Yeah, right. Well, I haven't done for a while because I've been doing Not Going Out, the popular situation comedy, which is on at 10:45, seeing with Bobby Ball.
Yeah.
But when I'm on tour, what I do is I stay in cottages. We find a little cottage in the middle of nowhere, right? And then we go off different angles. So we'll drive up to Derby, back to the cottage, then off to Lincoln. And I'm obsessed with this. But the problem is the support actor tour manager wants to know why we're going up to Aberdeen and back again to the Peak District in one journey.
Yeah.
And I go, bear with me, lads, it's worth it. He goes, no, the next day we're in Glasgow, Lee. I go, it doesn't matter. Let's get back to the Peak District, because I love the Peak District, or any of the other major brands of districts.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the Peak District. No. It could be the Lake District. Yeah. It could be the District Line.
Yeah.
It could be any of the districts.
Is it quite lonely being a comedian? Because like, I know.
What do I sound it?
No.
It's just that you're woken up enthused to see someone.
Sound like you haven't spoken to anybody for a while.
No, it's just because like.
Are you a sad, lonely man?
Are you sadly?
Do you look at yourself in the mirror and weep in the morning?
No, because like, if you're in a band, you've got your bandmates, you've got your roadies, you've got your groupies.
Well, I always take a support act on tour. The fantastic Simon Evans. Can I give him a plug? Do I have to say he's as good as all the other support acts available on the market?
Yeah. His website.
Yeah.
Yes. But I'm with Simon and the tour manager, Russell, and he drives around. Well, I'm actually a bit mental. I'm a control freak. So I've employed a tour manager and I drive. So he sits in the passenger seat. I pick him up. Right, take him and then bring him back. He has a nice little sleep on the way home. Mental, innit?
That is weird.
What's the point? I know, but what's I don't like people driving me because they'll crash the car. I know what they're like. Right. Can't be trusted. You have to keep your eyes open, don't you?
You do.
I can't close my eyes on a plane in case it goes down.
Really?
I have to keep my eyes open all the time.
So you can't sleep on planes?
I blink, obviously. I'm not an idiot. Mate, your eyes are going red. I know. I'll just have a quick blink, but don't tell the pilot.
Right, Lee Mack is with us. We're going to play the Christmas rapping song now by The Waitresses.
Well, thanks. You didn't ask for that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I asked for. I didn't ask for E17 to stay a little longer, whatever it is.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, are you missing Chris Moyles? If you are, we'll play his song in a minute. Never Gonna Snow at Christmas. Oops. But it's not just Chris that has made a Christmas song this year. You know, this lot, editors. No sense of doubt. Now, you wouldn't think they would make a Christmas record, would you?
No.
You'd think they'd be the last band to do that.
I thought they were in the middle of a massive tour.
No, they found time. They've actually made a whole Christmas album. Would you like to hear some of it?
Yes, please.
Okay. Go on.
It's a take on, like, Christmas classics in an editor's style. See what you think of this.
Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun. It's the season. Love and understanding. Merry Christmas. Everyone.
Good, eh? I think they're a bit tired when they recorded this.
Have they got any others?
Yeah, they are.
When the snowman brings the snow, well, he just might like to know. He's put a great big smile on somebody's face.
Like, they're Christmas classics, but you can tell it's editors, can't you?
Yeah, there's no mistake.
Jump into your bed. Quickly cover up your head. Don't you lock the door. You know that sweet Santa Claus is on the way.
There is one more if you'd like to
is
hear it.
Is it quite similar?
Edie's going to be royally entertained on Christmas morning, isn't she?
Yeah, there is one more.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just...
Anyway, they go on like that, really.
...my own. More than
you know, one of those things, it probably seemed like a good idea at the time.
Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Podcast. E17 there and Stay Another Day.
Have you not got it?
Yeah, we actually, it's coming up after 9. There it is, see?
Oh, great. Just when I'm out of the studio.
Yeah. But you can listen to it on the way back.
I'll have my presents in February, shall I?
Lee Mack is our guest today. Ah, dear. Now, we had a text earlier from a girl who said that you were supposed to sign her boobs at one of your gigs, but then you forgot.
I forgot to sign them?
Yeah. You had to rush off, I think.
I can understand someone saying, I once signed her boobs, but... What situation would you be in where you go, I forgot, It's not like buying a bottle of milk, is it? It doesn't happen to me every 5 minutes. I'll tell you what I did do once, right? A woman, it doesn't happen often, this, by the way. Yeah. I've only got two anecdotes about signing boobs.
Okay, go.
Well, I only had one before you told me that one.
Yeah.
But this woman said, can you sign my boobs? And I went in to sign, a bit awkward because I'm embarrassed. Mm. I go in to sign it and the pen isn't working.
Oh, no.
And instinctively, without thinking, I went to the other boob and did that thing where you rub your pen to get it going again. And then went back to the other boob. But I didn't think, I just went, I'm sorry. And then... terrible, isn't it?
That's brilliant. Yes, A17 is coming up after 9. It's going to be fine. So, when's your next gig? When are you playing next?
My next one is January the 9th, I think. I've off now for Christmas, so January the 9th-ish, something like that, and then it's right the way through till December.
Really?
Well, I've got a big break of about 5 months in the middle of it.
It sounds good if you say through December, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just sounds better. It sounds like I've booked every night. But actually, my first one's on January the 9th and my second one's on December the 14th.
Greg off of Fleet has been on saying, Lee Mack is the funniest.
Of what?
He just says funniest.
No, the funniest of the following four.
Yeah. play him Timmy Trendy. This is our... we have a person on the show who's like a fashionista called Timmy Trendy. Ask him if it sounds like his best mate Miranda Hart. Okay, right, so if you put your headphones on, right,
listen.
Do you think this sounds like Miranda? Not that bit.
No, well, that does sound like that.
Fabulous!
Or this bit.
That sounded like
him. Wait till the rap bit comes in. Quite similar, I think.
You know me, darling, I'm a real-life fashion czar. Straight out of Stoke-on-Trent, a stylist to the stars. I'm a god of new couture, ambassador of Vogue, of Pret-a-Manger fashions, front row at catwalk shows.
I would say that does sound like Miranda Hart, although she would have enough artistic credibility not to do comedy novelty songs. Which, frankly, is just irritating, doesn't it? I don't like novelty songs. They're always there to pastiche somebody else, but actually they just sound more annoying than the original person, don't they? Like impressions. People who do impressions of people, you know. The impressionists are more annoying. I wasn't asked to do the All-Star Sketch Show. No, I wasn't. All right? The All-Star Impression Show, whatever you call it. No one asked me anything.
Yeah, I'll pass your comments on to Timmy about his song. Have you heard Chris Moore's song?
Who?
Chris.
Chris Moore's, listen, I've got children. I haven't heard Radio 1 since 1984, all right? So just give me a break,
right?
Okay?
Okay.
But if you reminded me, it would come back to me. I'm sure it's been on and it's gone in.
Okay, well, we've played it already, see, so...
Oh, right.
So you can take your headphones off.
Okay, well, don't worry, that didn't work, but we've still got the Bobby Ball quiz feature to rely on.
Yeah, we have.
Oh, no, we haven't now, have we?
No,
that's gone, hasn't it? So we can't pad that one out, can we?
Do you get asked to go on a lot of, like, reality shows, or...?
I was once asked to go on Only Fools on Horses...
Oh,
which was,
God.
Sarah Cox do it?
Sarah Cox was on that. Yeah.
Did Sarah Cox do it?
Yeah.
You did it for a day, didn't you?
Yeah.
Dressed
did you
as
do
Robin
it?
Hood.
Awful. I made the mistake on air of saying that it looks easy when they jump over the fences.
No.
And then, before you
know. Terrifying, isn't it? Did you jump over a fence?
Well, I tried. It just
fell off.
Threw me off.
Really?
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, I used to be a stable lad.
Did you?
Yeah, and it was. You're looking for a gag there, aren't you? You looked like I was going to say, no, I'm unstable. Yeah. But I used to be a stable lad and I was terrified of horses. That's why I gave up my dreams of being a jockey.
They really scare me. It was like one of the worst days of my life.
Yeah.
So you didn't do that one. Any others? Dancing on Ice?
I haven't done. The only one I would hold out for is a show that used to be on Sky called The Match. Because if you end up playing at St James's Park.
Well, you'd. Yeah.
But I think that.
I got kicked off that.
You were on it, were you?
Yeah, but Graham Taylor didn't put me in his final squad. I was actually quite sad about that.
Yeah, that's a brilliant thing to say. Because if someone overheard you say that in a pub, Graham Taylor didn't put me into his final squad, they'd go, this bloke's an ex-professional footballer.
Yeah.
As opposed to the reality, which is...
But he did put... And then the rest of the sentence is, but he picked Ben Shepherd.
What is going on?
So that doesn't sound as kind of...
Ben Shepherd used to go and get my coffee on my first TV show as a runner.
Did he?
Yeah, look at him now.
This is the bit where me and Becky pull the football curtain across.
Oh, you're not interested in the football?
I don't understand.
No,
the curtain just goes across like that and then...
Does it?
But then you mentioned Ben Shepherd, though, so I tune back in.
Oh, see.
As I know him. Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Heard of him.
So if I can mention celebrities within the football anecdote, we'll be all right.
Yeah. We'll be back right there, yeah.
I remember Katie Price once telling me about George Best.
All right, yeah.
Remember the guy scored in the 90s?
Yeah. Bobby Ball was Graham Taylor's assistant in that episode of The Match.
I don't think The Match is on, but can I get on The Match? Have you got contacts?
Yeah, they don't do it.
They don't do it anymore.
Oh, right. Well, there's that one gone down the
brilliant. The only one you do and they don't do it anymore.
Yeah, never mind.
Lee, thanks very much for coming in today.
I'm not going till that record's on.
Oh, all right. Should we play it now? Okay.
Why, right, do you want to get rid of him?
No, he just said he's not going.
I'm not going.
Oh, here it is then.
No, I should have said, I'm not going till you drop your trousers. Oh, he's tucking off. He should say that.
Make sure you watch Not Going Out tonight. There's a new series in the new year as well, is there?
Say again?
New series in the new year.
Yes, we got a new series. We're back on. That's the first public engagement where I've been able to say that.
Wow.
We are back on next year. So we're back. Yeah, don't look too excited about that.
Oh, the other, I was just wondering, the other thing is you, QI, I really like QI. Are you going to be on QI
at all?
Well,
that's funny you should say that, because I'm on tomorrow night with Doctor Who.
All right.
With Doctor Who, wow.
Yeah, don't worry, not Colin Baker or Sylvester McCoy.
Right.
The latest fellow with the spike, yeah.
Right, okay.
Now, I don't want to give it away.
David Guest.
David, yes. You talked about David Guest, and I thought you meant Doctor Who, didn't I? Very embarrassing.
It's fine.
But his face looks like it's remorphed a few times, so that's for Colin. David, Doctor Who. And I've heard, just a showbiz thing, I don't want to give it away, that he gets killed off over Christmas.
Oh.
Have I ruined it?
Is that a plot spoiler? You're supposed to warn people before you do those, I think.
Sorry.
Not going out tonight, 10:45 on BBC One and QI tomorrow.
QI tomorrow night. Is it Christmas Eve tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, then that's
no.
No.
Yes.
Is it?
Famously.
Yes, it is.
Christmas Eve is tomorrow.
I like this show. It's really good to be on the pulse, isn't it? You know what I mean?
It's really good.
We don't expect you to know all the news and all the weather, but we at least expect you to know what day of the week it is. It's the breakfast show. You're waking up Great Britain. Is it Christmas Eve tomorrow? Yeah. What great start of the day that is. Here's the news. Is it Christmas Day tomorrow?
And now, from the 90s, it's East 17.
Thank you, Lee.
See you later.
Yeah, bye. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now it's time for Dear Scott, where the posh Radio 4 lady reads out the stuff you've been saying on email this week.
Dear Scott, Beckalar, Chaps, The One That Doesn't Speak, and PR4L, and other randoms that lurk in your studio. Hiya.
Hiya.
I go to a kind of posh girl school in that there London. My form are huge Dizzy Rascal fans. I like him too, but I don't do this. All my friends are now using phrases out of his songs. Like, wow, that dress is bonkers. Are you going to come dance with us? Aoife, is that cash dirty? Giggle a lot. He's gone loco. And most annoying, ooh, don't get all road raged.
Yeah, that is, that's strange, but I think that's fine. Obviously big fans of Dizzy.
OMG, it is so annoying. It doesn't even make sense. What do you think I should do to shut them up? Aoife, heart smiley.
I think Aoife should just go with it, innit? Anyone can talk like Dizzy. Don't matter if you go to a posh school or not. I think it should be encouraged.
Go on, do your Dizzy impression.
What's up, darling? See? Even DJs can do it. Badly. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, PO4L and TOTDS.
No.
I was sauntering through the BBC news pages earlier today when I came across an audio slideshow entitled The Wogan Years. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but they seem to have put a picture of Scott at 54 seconds in instead of Sir Terry. Can you tell me what the record is that Scott is holding above his head, please? Many thanks. Tom, off of Chelmsford.
Oh, this caused hilarity in the office last week. Everyone go, hey, when I walked into the office last week, we were like, hey, it's Wogan! Now, can I just say, it's a picture of Terry Wogan taken probably, well, when he in his...
Way before you were born.
Yeah, before I was born.
Well, no.
Everyone says it looks like me, and I can't see it.
It looks very like you.
I don't have that hair.
You don't have that hair, but I think... Right. Everything else.
Okay, here's someone that knows what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Trusted news journalist Tulip Mazumda. Does that look like me?
I would never have said so, but this particular picture does look a tiny bit. It's from the lips up.
His ears are smaller.
You know, I think it's the mouth as well.
You what?
He's a lot younger there.